you till next Sunday. This is the Manic Monday Show with Casey on Radio Sega.
This week's inspiring lyrics. This land is littered with lunatics and killers. They smile like crocodiles while they beat you like gorillas. And I ain't like none of them. No, I ain't one of them.
Play home, play home for the weekend. There's no chicken these Manic Mondays. And Marie's a freaking. Send that shit to next Sunday. Play home, play home for the weekend. There's no chicken these Manic Mondays. And Marie's a freaking. And go on into next Sunday.
Sega. Peace. let the bass kick.
This is the start of your Radio Sega Live Week. The Manic Monday Show with Casey.
Bad Girl, full version from My My. Hello everyone and welcome to the Manic Monday Show right here on Radio Sega. We play the best Sega music 24/7 and we have the craziest shows, obviously. Welcome to the Manic Monday Show. This is the start of your Radio Sega Live week. I hope you're all, relaxed, recharged from a weekend of activities on Radio Sega with Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016. I know I'm not. I know I'm tired, but I'm still here because this is what keeps me going. And you guys keep me going as well, so let's all enjoy 2 hours of the best Sega music on the interwebs. Keep your requests coming. People are flooding me with requests, so I decided not to have the Manic Jukebox on tonight's show. Instead, you can just request whatever you want, and we'll fill the show with your requests and also with your comments on the Winterfest. So I'm bringing back the Manic Minute, and so you'll be able to come on the show for 60 seconds and share your comments on Winterfest, on Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016. I know 60 seconds is a bit short, but that's how we roll here on the Manic Monday show. Yeah, we have 60 second comments, 60 second call-ins. It's the Manic Minute. We'll be opening up Discord lines in a bit, but before that, let me just remind you that you can and you should join us on Discord, radiose.ga/discord, radiose.ga/discord. If you want to take part in our games, if you want to call in on the show, and if you want to be where the magic happens, that's obviously the Discord chat. If you're on Twitter, if you don't want to join us on Discord, not sure why, but if you don't want to, you can send us a tweet at Radio Sega. And you can also use the hashtag RSManicMonday, or just don't, and just send a tweet at Radio Sega. I'm watching both feeds, so you're fine. And I just saw Sonic the Hedgehog's message to Nintendo of America on Twitter. Yeah. Told you running was great, Nintendo of America. Happy holidays. Happy holidays to the second best mustache ever from Sonic. Well done. Well done, I remember. Yeah. Anyway. I just forgot what I was going to do. I was going to talk about something. Oh, yes, yes. Don't forget to vote for the People's Choice segment coming in a bit to the show, closer to the end of the show. This week, since I'm tired, I didn't have time to prepare, so we'll only talk about one special date that will happen this week, and that's Look on the Bright Side Day on the 21st. I'm tired. I wish I could just kill myself, but, you know, look on the bright side. There's Sega music, and there's you guys, so yeah, that's the spirit. So for Look on the Bright Side Day, I picked 6 tracks with some kind of happiness or cheering theme, and you can vote for 3 of them if you go to radiose.ga/Manic Monday Choice. You can pick 3 of them. The 3 top voted tracks will be played later on during the show right here on Radio Sega's Manic Monday Show. And finally, one more thing I wanted to talk about. This is your last chance to take part in the Segathon. So if no one wants to take part in the Segathon this week, you lose the chance of trying to beat A Winner Was You or Rexy in the Segathon, because next week we'll have to come up with a winner. So next week we'll have to find a way of deciding between A Winner Was You and Rexy. They both scored 8 points. Who's gonna win? The amazing prizes that we have in store for the Segathon champion. Who knows? But if you want to beat their score, you still have one final chance. You'll need to tell me that you want to take part in the Segathon today. So, if you don't want to, I'm sorry, your last chance, so we'll just play music instead of playing the Segathon. If you do want to try your hand at the Segathon, come on down. Yeah. Yeah. So, we have lots of music to play, so let me just shut up and get on with the show, because we have something else to play, and it's called this.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Indeed, indeed. So, it's time for Say My Name. For those of you that are new to the show, and I see a whole lot of you that are listening in right now that aren't familiar with the Manic Monday show. So, each week on the Manic Monday show, we play a game called Say My Name. What is Say My Name? Well, it's a game in which I pick a random character, person, item, console, game, whatever, that is related to Sega. And throughout the show, I'm going to give you four hints, four clues to the identity of that thing or person or character. You just need to send me your guess to who that thing, person, character is. So, for example, this week we have a real-life person.
Oh, yeah.
And so throughout the show, I'm going to give you four different clues to help you identify this person. You get one guess per clue. The quicker you guess it, the better, because you get more points. If you guess it correctly after the first clue, you get 20 points, 15 points after the second clue, 10 points after the third, and 5 points after the fourth clue. That's it, simple as that. You'll need to be on Discord and send me your guess via private message. I'm KC over there, so just, you know, send me a private message on Discord with your guess. This week, not only do we have a real-life person, we also have voice clip, or sound clips actually, as clues. Two of them are sound clips, so you'll need to be listening in order to guess who this real-life person is. So let's go with the first clue, shall we? For 20 points, the first clue is, was born in Osaka. Was born in Osaka. So if you think you know who this person is, it has some relation or some association with Sega, you know, send me a private message and maybe you'll get 20 points. This is week 7 of Say My Name. Next week is the final week, but if, you know, even if you're playing for the first time, it'll come as good training for the next edition of Say My Name, starting in 2 weeks. That being said, let's move on and play some music, shall we? Let's start with a request by the Opus, by Steve from the Opus Science Collective. And so here is G-Rabbit's 2 Gem and Earl remix. We'll be right back.
adding some blast processing to your day. This is Radio Sega.
Monday Show with Casey.
Let's look at the funk.
Let KC sleep, I mean mom sleep, yeah, from Jet Set Radio on the Manic Monday Show, right here on Radio Sega. We play the best Sega music 24/7, and I am so sleepy. Yeah, so that's our new tagline. Radio Sega, we play the best Sega music 24/7, and I'm so sleepy. So what have we played there? We just had Let Mom Sleep from Jet Set Radio, requested by Alita. Thank you for that. We also played Cuberinth, or something, the theme of Dream Island, apparently, from Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Winter Games, the Nintendo DS version, requested by Viper. And the first track was J-Rabbit's Toe Jam and Earl Remix, requested by Steve from the Open Science Collective. What's going on with Say My Name? Well, two people got it already. Oh, my God, what's happened this week? Am I softening up to you guys and just giving you easier clues? Sound the alarm! Indeed. Yeah, so, two people already got it, and the rest of you made me realize there's really several different people that were born in Osaka and are related to Sega. Yeah, that's interesting. That's good to know. Quite a bit of useless information there, but, you know, yeah. And when it was used as Le Gasp, yeah. How much did they pay, UKC, says Veritex. Not enough, I have to say, not enough. Yeah. So, if you haven't yet sent me your guess and you still want to try your hand at Say My Name before the second clue, send me a private message. I'm KC on Discord, so you know, just try it and maybe you'll get it. Maybe. Ooh. In the meantime, Rick has come forth and requested to be a contestant on this week's Segathon. He's the man with balls, like, you know, asteroid balls, like in Echo the Dolphin. And so he'll try to beat Rexy's and Winner's Use score of 8 points. Can he do it? Can he? We'll just have to find out. Coming after this next segment of the show, which, as you all know by now, or you should know by now, is called this.
Third Party Tracks of the Week.
Indeed. Third party tracks of the week. This week we have two original game tracks and one remix. Someone sent me a remix request. It was Rexy, so we're going to go with that as well. But we're going to play two, you know, original game tracks first. So we'll start with something that was suggested by, let me look at my notes, by Jamie. And so we'll start with the main theme of a Mega Drive game called Corporation, aka CyberCop, right here on the Manic Monday Show. We'll be right back.
Radio Sega.
Mondays suck. That's why we will build a wall between you and the Monday blues. We know music. We have the best music. And we'll play it for you every week on Radio Sega. It's gonna be huge. The Manic Monday Show. Time to make Mondays great again.
Rock on. So that was Dr. Manhattan with Crimson Twilight, an OC remix of Castlevania Bloodlines, as suggested by Rexy. If you want to suggest third-party tracks to be played on the Manic Monday show, you can, as per usual, go to radiose.ga/third-party. radiose.ga/third-party. That was a remix, so you can also request remixes. Just link me to them, because I probably don't have them. So if you want me to play remixes, send me a link to YouTube, to OC Remix, to whatever the hell you want. It's cool. So Drew asks, third-party tracks on Radio Sega? Wait a second. Yeah, yeah, okay. Sound the alarm! Oh, yeah, let's stop that. My god! Yeah, so, if you want to. So, third-party tracks. Tracks from games released on Sega systems, Sega consoles. PTKK says, the sky is falling. Yeah. I remember the rules used to be stricter. Yeah, the rules are still strict, so the only place where people can request and listen to third-party tracks is during live shows like mine that have a third-party tracks of the week segment. Drew says, I couldn't even have Grandia. I played Grandia anyway. You're a rebel. Yeah. That reminds me. There used to be a show called Sword of Sega. Great show. Yeah, so what did we play before that? We had BGM1 from Pen Triathlon as well, which was a launch game for the Dreamcast, as Winners, you pointed out correctly. Just like my Segathon, it's again someone trying to use the word decathlon in something else and adapting it to something else. So this is sort of a Winter Olympics themed game with penguins. That's exactly what it is. It's Pen Triathlon. It's weird, it sounds weird, it looks weird, but it's great fun apparently. Yeah, so before that we had main theme from the Corporation, also known as CyberCop, as suggested by Jamie. Quite an interesting track, quite long as well, almost 5 minutes long. Yeah, but interesting nonetheless. It's the only track I could find from the soundtrack to Corporation, for some reason. It's just the main theme. Does that mean that the game doesn't have any music, or it just keeps playing main theme over and over again? Like that really crappy port of Echo the Dolphin in the Sega Smash Pack for the GBA. Yeah, it was just the time travel theme. It's so awful. I like the time travel theme. Well, I used to like the time travel theme, but after playing Echo the Dolphin in the Sega Smash Pack for the Game Boy Advance, it's too much. Anyway, I've been babbling a lot tonight, haven't I? Is this because of my sleep deprivation? Perhaps. Well, anyway, time for this. Say My Name is back with clue number 2. Right now only 2 people got it. 2 people got 20 points, so congratulations to them. And Sarah Rose says, you always babble a lot, Casey. Thank you so much for that. Where's that kick button so I can kick you off the Discord chat? kidding. So, time for the second clue. The second clue is a sound clip. So I'm going to pause this, and I'm just going to play this once. So listen carefully, and try to to identify the person we're talking about this week. So that person was born in Osaka, and there's this as well. Whatever this is. Thank you. Right? Obviously, yeah. This was so helpful right here. You're welcome. You know, you're welcome. Yep. So, this was the second clue. Yeah. Let me know. Private message on Discord with your guess. You're now playing for 15 points. Because if you didn't get it in the first time, you're now trying to get 15 points. Oh, we have two guesses already. Are they correct? I don't know. We're going to have to wait until the next segment of tonight's show. A little segment we like to call
Segathlon.
The Segathlon. It is time. It is time for the final contestant in this first edition of the Segathlon. Many have tried, but only Rexy and A Winner Was You scored 8 points. You know, you can score 10 points. It's the maximum score for the Segathlon, but they were the ones with the top scores. PTKKS and Rexy scored 7, and Skyblaze scored 6. So that's what happened in this first edition of the Segathlon. It's time for Rick to try his hand at Segathlon. Will he be able to beat Rexy's and the Winnie Was You scores? Does he have what it takes? Does he have the required Sega education for this? We'll find out in a second. Hello, Rick.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the Manic Monday Show.
I'm here to let everybody down and be generally quite terrible.
We weren't expecting anything else from you, so well done. Well, awesome. Yeah, just do your job. No, I think you'll be fine. You'll be fine. The Segathlon is really easy, as you know. No singing required or anything, so, you know, you'll be fine. Or maybe not. So, you know what the Segathlon is. You know, a series of different games related to Sega. 5 games, starting with a Sega question. And so my first question is, will you pick an easy question or a hard question? Because depending on which one you pick, you can get 1 or 2 points. 1 point for the easy question, 2 points for the hard one. So, which one will it be?
Go with hard. Let's start with something that's really fun.
Are you sure?
Everybody when I get a clue. Yeah. Yeah, let's go with a difficult question.
I think so. I think that's the way to go, you know.
Go so, big or go home.
Exactly. So, the hard question this week is, what is the name of the alien race that Echo fights against in the first Echo the Dolphin game? What is the name of the alien race that Echo fights against in the first Echo the Dolphin game?
Oh. I know it's gone. I had it and it was gone.
Any
so good start.
Just give me something.
Got nothing. I completely blank.
So your answer is no answer at all, is it?
Yeah, pretty much. This is going to be
okay.
Yeah, like Esper's right, it's going to be all downhill.
So the answer was the Vortex. The Vortex.
Yeah.
That was the name of the alien race Echo fights against in the first Echo. Actually, in both Mega Drive Echo the Dolphin games. Okay, never mind that. You still have 8 points. So. Let's see what happens. Game number 2. Well, game number 2 is in reverse. You know how it goes. I'm going to play something in reverse, a 10-second long clip of a Sega track in reverse, and you'll need to guess what it is. Ready?
Yep.
And by the way, you get 1 point if you guess the game correctly, 1 point for the track, and 3 points if you guess both. Okay? Let's try it then. It's in reverse during the Segathlon. Want me to play it again?
That's Magical Sound Shower, right?
So, is that your final answer? Want to guess?
Yeah.
Really? Do you want me to play it again?
Sure, if you want.
No, it's your call. If you want to guess it, let's go with that. Shall we?
Yeah, it's from After Ben a Climax, right?
Yeah. So, your final answer is? For reals this time?
It's Magical Sound Shower.
What is the game?
Outrun.
Okay, so let's see if you're correct. Of course you're correct. You get 3 points. It's Magical Sound Shower from Outrun. I was trying to, you know, create a little suspense.
Hey, no, you almost caught me. I was questioning myself there.
That's what I do. Yeah. Well done. So 3 points. Not bad at all. So now it's time for game number 3. Guess the track from lyrics. It's so time for some sweet, sweet poetry. Ready? Again, 1 point for the game, 1 point for the track, 3 points if you get both. Okay? So, okay. Here it goes. Gone in 60 seconds and I'm blasted through the danger zone. Double timing, rhyming, sopping on a dime, yeah. When they wave the checkered flag, you know I'm clocking in my timing. Barriers are broken from the subsonic waves. I'm all gassed up, knowing that the fast lane pays. Yeah. That's it. Want me to repeat this?
Yes.
Gone in 60 seconds as I'm blasted through the danger zone. Double timing, rhyming, stopping on a dime. Yeah. When they wave the checkered flag, you know I'm clocking in my timing. Barriers are broken from the subsonic waves. I'm all gassed up, knowing that the fast lane pays. Yeah. Any guesses?
Fast lane?
Is that the game or the track?
I think that's the name of the track. Okay. I always get it confused as to whether Fastlane is the song or the game, and I know it's Max Anarchy.
Okay, so your final answer is?
I'm going to say the track is Fastlane and the game is Max Anarchy.
So close! And yet you got it. Yes, that's correct! Three points! Yes, Max Anarchy, or Anarchy Reigns as it's known over here. So, Fastlane, that was the song. Radio Sega's Fan Choice Song of the Year 2014, by the way. 14? 13? I can't remember. I'm old. Yeah, but either way, Fastlane was the correct answer. Well done. So now it's time for Password. And it's time to call someone. Who is your password buddy, Rick?
I had PT down first if he was available.
I don't know. Are you available, PT Kickass?
Hello.
This is my favorite part. I just grab someone from the chill out at random times. They're not expecting me. And yeah. Welcome, PT Kickass. It's time for Password. You both know how this works, I think. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send Rick a word or an expression or a name, something. And Rick, you have 10 seconds. Let me cue up the timer here. You have 10 seconds to help PT Kickass guess what the word or name or whatever is. Okay, you can say anything you want, but the word or the words themselves. Okay, got it?
Yep.
So good. I'm gonna queue up the timer. Let me stop this. I'm gonna queue up the timer. I'm gonna try and find so many private messages which say my name. Yes, it's, where is Rick? Oh, here it is. Okay, so Rick is here. I'm going to send you something. And when I send you this message, the clock will start counting down. 10 seconds, okay?
Okay.
So 3, 2, 1, there we go.
Dreamcast game knocking balls about player court, two player versus game.
I don't know. Oh. Oh. What? Space Harrier sound effect. Oh. So Dreamcast game knocking balls about in a court, right? Maybe yeah. It was Virtua Tennis. Maybe it was Virtua Tennis. With the racket. With the racket. That would have helped, I think.
Oh, yeah. That
would have helped, yeah. So close, but yet so far. It's cool. Pity Kickass, thank you for coming on the Manic Monday show. Either way. Mm-hmm. I'm going to drag you back to chill out.
Okay.
Bye-bye. There he goes. No worries, Rick. We still have one more game to go. And it's called Sing-Along. So you're the max score you can get is 7 points now. However... No. 7? Wait. I did my math wrong. Oh, no, I didn't. Did I? Did I not?
Show my scores.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's 7. Yeah. No. Yeah, it's 7. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you have 6 points now. I need to get some sleep. Which means this last game is going to be for our own enjoyment only. and so it's the sing along. You don't really have to sing, but you can just tell me what the missing words are. The song is going to pause or stop at random times. You'll need to tell me what the missing lyrics are. Okay. You have about 5 seconds each time. So there's 2 sections missing. And you have about 5 seconds each time to tell me what the missing lyrics are. Okay? Are you familiar with many lyrics to Sega songs? Or not really?
I have a complete blind spot for Yakuza, which I know you're a fan of.
Okay. It's not a Yakuza game or a track. That would be unfair because they most of them are in Japanese, so that would be unfair. What about Sonic games? In Sonic songs?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Maybe.
A bit. Do you like Amy Rose?
Yeah.
So this week's song is My Sweet Passion from Sonic Adventure. and I wish you the best of luck with this. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's do this then. Boy,
the feelings of a Persian cat. Shave it. He reminds me of parsley when he's standing there. Makes me wanna be his speciality. I guess I'm just a substandard girl. Mm-hmm. But there are nights that I have trouble going to sleep. So sweet, you're so sweet.
I want to be a wonderful girl.
Okay, that's that. okay, so let's see. First, he said the feelings of a Persian cat, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That is correct. That is correct. And then you said, what did you say?
You just want to get me to say it again. are the worst.
So you said, I want to be a wonderful girl, yeah?
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, Rick. Oh, Rick. Rick, Rick. Yeah. Tell me more. So yeah. And that is also correct, which means you get 1 point, so you get the respectable score of 7 points in this week's Sega Thon. So close, so close. You're
as long as I didn't come last.
No, you're up there with PT Kickass and Refsy, just behind Rexy and A Winner Was You. So, valiant effort there. I blame PT Kickass for this, by the way.
that was Team Red being sabotaged by Team Blue.
Yeah, probably. The real console wars.
Still holding grudge from Swirl
Wars. Hashtag Swirl Wars. Yeah. Rick, thank you so much for coming on the Manic Monday show, for being such a good sport. And yeah, I hope you enjoy the rest of the show. And hopefully we'll get news from you soon in regards to something else. Yeah. Bye. There he goes. Cryptic stuff there. Anyway. This was the Segathon, which means I have to come up with a way to break the tie between Rexy and The Winner Was You next week. So Rexy and The Winner Was You, be there, be here next week, next Monday, for the finale of the Segathon. Who'll get the amazing prizes in store for the Segathon champion? I don't know. I don't even know what the prizes are. I'm kidding. I know. I have something lined up for you guys. Yeah. So, yeah. Let's see what happens next week. So exciting. Ooh.
The Manic Monday Show.
Right here on Radio Sega. It's time to move on and play some music. Yeah, this was fun. I always enjoy a great Segathon challenge. Yeah, so Rick did good. He did good indeed. Let's see, it's time to move on. Time to play some music. Keep those requests coming, people. I still have room for more. So for those of you that sent me 2 requests, and I told you that I probably don't have or didn't have room for both of them, I'm gonna play the second request for you guys, okay? But I still have like 2 or 3 perhaps slots left. Oh no, wait, I have maybe I don't. With the second request, I'm not sure if I have some yeah, I'll see. If you want something else, send me a private message and I'll let you know if it can be played or not. In the meantime, it's time for some more Open Science Collective. Not by me, not my request. Someone else requested this, I believe SarahRose96. And so this is from the Zone DP. This is Massa's Inspiration.
Treat Sonic as a game, but a film. You know, of course, the graphic is great and very. It has a very strong story. So Sonic staff explained to me, you know, it's gonna be like this. It's gonna be like this. And I started, you know, writing songs. My inspiration comes from each graphic, you know, each stages. The Mega Drive system, the sound system is very limited. It was really, really tricky, you know. But that limitation, you know, inspired me a lot.
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
I have just one question for you. Are you ready? Are you ready for Monday night when Radio Sega Champ KC hosts the Manic Monday Show? Right now, you can listen to this awesome free radio live show event for absolutely nothing at all. Only on Radio Sega.
I'm gonna make it.
Jagulove from Last Bronx, as requested by a winner with you right here on the Manic Monday Show. Yeah, I was sneezing for some reason. It's really cold in here. I should have turned on the heater. But yeah, I forgot and I'm really, really cold. So yeah, that was one of the tracks we just played. Before that we had Blue Rogue's theme, requested by II1980 and loved by Drew, I bet. This was from Skies of Arcadia, and the first track was a request by SarahRose96, Maza's Inspiration, obviously a remix of Starlight Zone by the Opus Science Collective. Don't forget to get their new Zoned EP. As played on Radio Sega. That's actually something I forgot to mention last night on the Sega Lounge. This is the first album to be released with the As Played on Radio Sega label. Yeah, bet you didn't notice that. Jamie says, take one of us at random from the Chill Out for the Manic Minute. That's what I'm gonna do, actually. I was gonna do that, yeah. So yeah, but it's the first remix album to get the S played on Radio Sega label, so maybe we'll have more coming in the future. Who knows? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Twinny knows. Hello, Twinny.
Hey, Casey, what's going on?
Hey, how is Pokemon Sun?
I have not played that in days.
It says playing Pokemon Sun on
Discord.
Well,
that's a lie. Don't pay attention to it.
You're lying to me. Anyway, welcome to the Manic Monday Show. You have 60 seconds starting now.
Alright, so I would like to thank the presenters that took part in WinFest. I'd like to thank the show, our own show host, for taking part. I'd like to thank all the people that listened to the entire 3 days of content that we had, and I'd like to also give two special thanks. One to Ravsig, because his show was one of the most hectic moments I ever had being part of this staff. So, and it's also one of the best moments of WinFest to me. And two, another special thank goes out to you, Casey, because without you, none of this would have been possible, and I am blessed that I was able to do what I can and to help you and everyone else out. So again, thank you so much.
Oh shucks, thank you so much for your hard work. You know, it wasn't an easy weekend for you either, so thank you so much. And with that, your 60 seconds are up. Thank you, Tweenie. I'm gonna drag you back to the chill out. Enjoy. Enjoy Pokemon Sun, or not playing Pokemon Sun, I don't know. Discord is lying, perhaps? I don't know. Yeah, that was Mr. Social, or Sir Social, as people call him now. Tweety, who did a great job handling our social media feeds this weekend for the Winterfest. So yeah, by the way, if you see tweets by Radio Sega during live shows or Facebook posts, it's usually Tweety. Because our hosts are too lazy to use the Twitter and Facebook themselves. I'm not even kidding, yeah. Give the guy a break. No, you know? Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. I think someone agrees with me. Like Rick. Rick agrees with me, don't you? He wasn't ready. Is he here? No, he's...
Wait, what? Huh,
yes,
what?
Yes, he's here.
What's going on?
I told you I was going to drag you at
Hello.
Random times. Hello. Hello, Rick. Again. Hello again.
No.
Right? Yeah. So, you have 60 seconds to tell me something starting now.
We were all hiding out in the chill out, trying not to pay, you know, not to make any sudden moves.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on the Winterfest then?
I Need Fruit's arcade board quiz was pretty good. Dr. Scotnik's idents, pretty amazing. it was actually pretty fun getting constantly blindsided by the fact he was going to play them yet again. I won stuff. I was the guy that got away with the jacket.
Woo! Awesome. So should we have another Winterfest next year?
This is my first Winterfest. I'll definitely do it again. I'll be back for next year.
Okay. Should we have a Summerfest as well? Someone suggested that yesterday.
We should have another Winterfest. We should have a Summerfest too.
Okay, okay.
Yes, we could have like Fest every month.
January Fest, February Fest.
We should have like a live weekend every weekend.
Maybe, maybe. And just like that, your 60 seconds
just to
are
give
up.
You some more work.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Rick, for coming on the Manic Monday show again. I'm going to drag you back to the chill out. Bye bye.
Oof.
There he goes. There he goes. Yeah. So. Who's next? I don't know. I don't know who actually PM'd me wanting to. Oh, I know someone who did. Should I drag that person here? I think so. Hello, II1980.
Hello. Let me just turn the radio off. 1 second.
Okay. Trini says, and a fest just because. Yes, a fest. Just a festival of festivals. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I'm fine.
Okay, welcome. You have 60 seconds starting now to tell me something.
Okay, then. I think everyone else has said pretty much the same thing beforehand, but thank you to everyone. Everyone that was did all the shows. Everyone that is organising behind the scenes, but especially to you, Casey. You've done so much, and it's really amazing. Thanks to getting all the presents. So thanks to all the people that are giving the presents for us to give it up, for Radio Sega to give away. And it was my first Radio Sega Winterfest, and it was amazing.
Awesome. I'm glad you enjoyed it. So should we do another one next year?
Yes.
Yes.
Please, Casey.
Okay.
It's one of those things, I mean, it's so much hard work for you. It's like, I've like run marathons and done hard things like that. And after you finish it, you're like, never again. And then it comes up to sorting it out for the following year, and you end up doing it again. So
yeah,
it'll feel bad now. hopefully you'll want to do it next year.
Okay, so that's your time right there. Thank you so much for coming on the Manic Monday show. I'm going to drag you back to chill out. Enjoy the rest of the show. Bye-bye. And that was II1980. I feel bad during the event. And when it's over, I think I want to do this again next year. So, yeah. I'm actually considering putting together a Summerfest. You know, that was the original idea. We were supposed to have a Summerfest and a Winterfest, but it was so much hard work that I decided against it. But now that it's, you know, this was, I have to say, this was the smoothest Winterfest ever. Maybe things are, you know, getting on track and will be easier next time. I don't know. We'll see. I know more people want to come on the show, but they'll have to wait until the next talk break or something, because we have music to play, and you know, that's what we're here for, mainly to play music and also to play games. And so it's time for another one of these.
Say my name.
Okay, so say my name. Clue number 3. PTK says, hey KC, join the chill out. It'll be fun. No, it won't. I'm not Viper. No, I'm not. So, it's time for clue number 3. Many people already got it, but some haven't yet. So, yeah. We'll see. Maybe this will help. It's time for the third clue, and the third clue is also a sound clip. Okay, so I'm going to play something that might help you, or might not, but it might help you identify this week's person, Sega-related person. So I'm going to pause this and play a sound clip right now. And that's it. Ooh. What is this thing? I don't know. I do, but yeah. So yeah. Okay. So send me your private messages on Discord if you think you know who the person is. Apart from the voice or the sound clips, actually, the only clue I gave you was that this person was born in Osaka, Japan. Oh, wait. I just realized that now. This person was born in
Japan!
Yes, indeed. Anyway, what's good about this sound clip is that it reminds me, it's a constant reminder that Yakuza 0, where this little Japan sound effect comes from, releases next month in the West. So next month, we'll all be listening to the track where this Japan clip was taken from. In the game! We'll be playing Yakuza 0. That's exciting. Yeah. Anyway. Shall we move on? I think we shall. Yeah. Let's play some music. And this is a request from Flair Habanero. He requested Water Melody from Super Fantasy Zone. We'll be right back.
still to come.
Check this out.
The People's Choice segment. To vote for the three tracks you'd like to hear on the show, go to radiose.ga/Manic Monday Choice.
Do it!
Let's go. Yo, tell me, do you wanna ride tonight? Then tell me, do you wanna die tonight? This is my Sid Meier invite. Let's run it up and watch the sky ignite. It won't hurt just to try it right. Yeah, maybe you're right, it might. Downtown where the crime is right, the time is right to bust this dynamite. Oh, when you come to harder, you fall. So come harder, don't come at all. I leave you, so I leave you all. Leave you in pieces 3 feet tall. Yeah, let's go, we can have it all. Yeah, baby, we can have it all. Starts going and the parts start flying and your heart starts going. Come with it, bitch, come with it, bitch. Take your best shot and try to finish it. Don't blow it, cause I will kill you before you know it. Come with it, bitch, come with it, bitch. Take your best shot and try to finish it. Don't blow it, cause I will kill you before you know it. Where you gonna go, where you gonna turn? When you gonna break, when you gonna learn? It ain't nothing, I can shake and squirm until your face deflated, the pavement burns. Churn the ash, grab the urn and crack your head up on that curb. Oh, it hurts, oh, it pains. Oh, it squirts, oh, it rains. I will kill you and spill you, yeah, there'll be blood all on the streets. I will stomp you and tromp you, yeah, there'll be blood all on these cleats. And before you realize what the hell I've been doing, you'll be falling from the skies down to hell and the ruins. Let's go. Come with it, bitch, come with it, bitch. Take your best shot and try to finish it. Don't blow it, cause I will kill you before you know it. Come with it, bitch, come with it, bitch. Take your best shot and try to finish it. Don't blow it, cause I will kill you before you know it. Tell me, do you wanna ride tonight? Then tell me, do you wanna die tonight? This is my Sid Meier invite. Let's burn it up and watch the sky ignite. It won't hurt just to try it right. Yeah, maybe you're right, it might. Downtown where the crime is right, the time is right to bust this dynamite. Oh, when you come to harder, you fall. So come harder, don't come at all. I leave you, so I leave you all. Leave you in pieces 3 feet tall. Yeah, let's go, we can have it all. Yeah, baby, we can have it all. Starts going and the parts start flying and your heart starts going. Come with it, bitch, come with it, bitch. Take your best shot and try to finish it.
Is that no, is that for me? No, please don't say that, don't call me that. I'm gonna cry now. No,
cause I will kill you before you know it.
That's Come With It for Mad World. Don't call me a bitch. Come With It from Mad World, requested by Jamie, 64326, aka Mr. Wonder Man, aka Santa Jamie, Happy Santa. Yeah. Before that, we had a request by Tweety, Chemical Plant Zone from Sonic 2. I played the remastered version because it's the best one. And II1980 just posted a picture of the Saturn Hard Girl from the anime. that was a nice episode. And the first track was a request by Flair Habanero. Water Melody, round 3 from Super Fantasy Zone. Someone sent me some requests, but I don't have room for more requests. Oh, and yet someone else. Why did you guys think I would still have room for requests now? Why didn't you send me some requests earlier? Yeah, it's almost done. The show's almost done. No more time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Obviously these were some awesome requests, some awesome Sega requests. We're still talking about Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016 during the show. However, we'll just go with something else first because, you know, time's running out and we need to play music and go through all the usual Manic Monday segments. I'm gonna check the Manic Monday show People's Stress Survey. See if we can close it. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. And that's it. So, okay. You guys voted. Let me see if you voted well. Let's see if you voted wisely. Yeah. Yeah, I would have gone with some different tracks there, but not bad, not bad, not bad at all. So let's play this.
People's Choice!
It's time for the People's Choice segment. You guys have voted, you guys have expressed your desire to listen to some happy, some cheery music. This was dedicated to Look on the Bright Side Day, which will be celebrated all around the world, on the 21st of December. So, you know, sometimes you're feeling down, you're feeling gloomy, but then something happens that helps you, get over that and just feel happy again. Just look on the bright side. One thing that that helps, apparently, is to feel the sunshine. And so from Sonic R, you guys voted for Can You Feel the Sunshine? Can you? Biatch!
Bad times pass me by, 'cause today
just need to run away. Reach out. You gotta reach out. Can you feel the sunshine burning your skin? Setting you on fire.
Want to listen to this show again?
Download the podcast that will be available shortly on RadioSega.net and the iTunes Store, or stream it on Stitcher. The Manic Monday Show with KC. Only on Radio Sega. We'll be right back.
Choo-choo. That was Jun Senoi with Cheerleaders the Go-Go, the rock guitar mix. This was obviously a mix of the original Space Channel 5 Part 2 track. Yeah. On Discord, things are weird. We were talking about the sunshine, and yeah. The sun is always shining. It's your fault if you're not feeling it, because you should be on the other side of the world for that. So don't complain. Move to Australia, perhaps. Anyway, before that, before Cheerleaders the Go-Go, we had Join Us for Happy Time. Join Us for Happy Time! Ciao! From Sonic Adventure, and the first track was Can You Feel the Sunshine? Can You Feel the Sunshine? From Sonic R. That being said, someone was, you know, wanting to hear a particular track, you know, maybe we can play it as a bad music or swords, who knows, yeah, maybe we can do the rest of the show like this, yeah, maybe True will be happy, yeah. So, yeah, that being said, I'm just gonna have to stop this right now. Because it's time for this again.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
I can restart it now. No. Maybe we can use this as Say My Name bad music. Why not? Well, So we have a fourth clue coming up. For those of you that still want to guess who this week's person is. So, clue number one was born in Osaka. This is proving hard to, you know, to do, because I'm trying to concentrate, but this music isn't helping. So, number one was born in Osaka. Number two was a clip. Number three was another clip. And number four, clue number four is commonly referred to as the father of Sonic the Hedgehog. You're now playing for 5 points, so if you want to get those 5 points, at least, you know, then send me a private message with your guess on Discord. I'm KC over there. Indeed. Because you're my diamond in the sky. Yeah. Anyway. It's time to stop. Yes, it's time to stop. Sorry. It's time for this.
Chill Tracks of the Week.
It's time for Chill Tracks of the Week on the Manic Monday Show. The time of the night when you can just sit back, relax, have a drink, and maybe sleep, perhaps. So this week we have two tracks. We're running over a bit, but you know, that's what we do. Starting with a Radio Sega Classic. A Radio Sega Classic in an unplugged version. So you probably know this. You probably love the Tom Jones, the Go-Go mix. But what about the unplugged version of This Is My Happiness by Sonic Team live?
Without a sail, without a sail, I'd be alone. you were not with me. Just now you were coconut cottage pie. You know I've got something to tell you. And I have a bunch of flowers in my hand. What will you say? I don't know. Not a special day today, my sweet home. It's the place of love I hold you close. That's where I belong. Is the pearl, stay with me. That's the only thing I need. You should know to be with you, girl. This was my happiness.
Monday Show with Casey.
We'll be right back.
the Open Sense Collective there with Bridged, part of the new Zoned EP you can grab from their Bandcamp. And you should, because it's great. Closing off the Chill Tracks of the Week segment. And I'm sure you're all relaxed now and enjoying your drinks, like tap water or something. Yeah, tap water is the best. yeah, with a dash of salt. Anyway, this is the Manic Monday Show on Radio Sega, and it's almost time to go. Aww. We only have one track left to play. However, we still have something to do. We have someone that still wants to come on the show, and so I'm gonna get my stop clock ready because you know it's the manic minute, so it has to be 1 minute. It's hello.
Hello, Casey.
Hello. So let me just adjust your volume there a bit. Welcome. So, welcome to the Manic Mother Show. I'm trying to get my stopwatch to work. So, Sarah Rose 96, welcome to the show. I hope you're enjoying yourself this evening. Awesome. Still a bit low. Let's see. Let's see if I can adjust this bit. Yeah, maybe now it's better. So I'm gonna start the clock, and you have 60 seconds. Go.
This weekend's Winter Fest was absolutely brilliant, and the show hosts sure congratulate themselves about doing the whole thing, including yourself, and all the audience, and everyone on Discord should congratulate themselves as well for being very good sports. And PD Kickass's decision for his show to not give me the prize should be duly not awarded. and that's all I've got to say, to be honest.
Awesome. So I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. Yeah, and we all hate PD Kickass. So yeah, maybe let's just announce this firsthand right here. So you're fired, PTKKS. So yeah, enjoy yourself. Awesome. Okay, enjoy your time as a retired Radio Sega show host. Okay, so Sarah's 96, your time is up. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I hope you enjoy the rest, the few minutes we have on the show, and keep enjoying Radio Sega. Bye
bye.
And there we go, that was the last manic minute of the week. Yeah, hashtag we all hate PT Kickass. Nah, we love him really. Yeah, at times it depends, you know. Let's not talk about that. Let's talk about something far more interesting than PT Kickass.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Yeah, I went there. It's time for to close all entries and to tell you what happened this week. Well, this wasn't that hard apparently, but it wasn't easy either. So let me just queue up the audio clues. I should have done this earlier, but I forgot. Yeah, so professional as per usual. Yeah. Okay, so we're done. So let's see what the clues were. Number one, was born in Osaka. Number two, pausing this and playing number two. So this is the overworld theme from Girl's Garden, right? Which was the first game this person did for Sega. And then we had a third clue, which was this. So, Dreams Dreams from Nights into Dreams. A Sonic Team game, right? This person was involved in the making of this game. Yeah. And the fourth clue was, is commonly referred to as the father of Sonic the Hedgehog. So I think for some of you, I need to start doing what I did yesterday on the Sega Lounge. Just PM me Yuji Naka, please. PM me Yuji Naka. Yeah, I'm gonna need to start giving you the answer. But I think most of you got it. So the answer was obviously Yuji Naka, the father of Sonic the Hedgehog. And let's see what happened. So Jamie got 5 points, Veritex got 10 points, PT Geekass, II1980, A Winner Was You, Brindotron, in the Open Science, and Little Red 615 Media got 15 points. And with 20 points, we had Rick and Rexy. Ooh, this means stuff changed this week when it comes to the leaderboards. Let's see the overall leaderboards for Say My Name, second edition. So with 5 points we have Cerebro96, with 10 points we have RevSeek and Skyblaze, with 15 points we have A Winner Was You, with 25 points we have Little Red 615, with 35 points we have II1980, with 45 points, yeah, we have PT Geekass, 45, and then with 65 we have Tweenie, Rick, and no one else. With 70 points we have Opus Science and Jamie, with 75 points we have Veritex, 3rd place, 2nd place 85 points Bridutron, and with 95 points we have Rexy in the lead again. So she consolidated her lead with her 20 point guess this week, which means there's only 1 week left, and if I think only Brindotron, technically Veritex can still win this as well, provided that Rexy doesn't score next week, doesn't get it next week, so he will actually get the same amount of points. So Brindotron is the only person that can actually beat Rexy next week, provided that he scores 10 or 15 points more than she does next week. Ooh, exciting! Will it happen? Will Rexy take the win this time? We'll see next week when we'll have the finale of all the games. It's the finale of Say My Name and the finale of the Segathon. Ooh, exciting. So Rexy can win both the Segathon and Say My Name. Ooh, interesting. Oh my, look on the bright side. Oh, that's dark. Oh my. I can't read what it's... I have to try and look at it some other time on my browser or something, but the manic doodle this week is a bit dark. No? Yeah. Anyway, that's what happened this week with Say My Name. Thank you for your listening to the show, for tuning in. We had lots of people listening in this week. So 46 people at some point. Thank you all for joining me for another episode of the Manic Monday Show. I promise to be well rested next week. I promise to be I promise to be better prepared next week. I don't. I never am. So why should I promise that? That wouldn't make any sense. Don't forget to check out all of our other Radio Sega Live shows. If you want to know the full schedule, go to radiose.ga/shows. Your next show should be the chart-topping show with RevSeek tomorrow. However, there's a slight chance it'll get postponed till Wednesday. So stay tuned to Radio Sega. Check out the blog, the chart-topping show blog, and our Twitter and Facebook feeds for news on that. But for, as usual, radiose.ga/shows for the full lineup of live shows. This week we'll have the finale, the season finale of the Sega Lounge with Mega Driver, the band Mega Driver. A really fun interview Ravsig and I did with Nino from Mega Driver. And yeah, so that's something to look forward to as well. Don't forget to vote for the Fan Choice Awards, radiose.ga/fanchoice2016. People have been voting. 50 people, I think, have voted already, but you know, we can get more people to vote. If you're a Sega fan, if you know more Sega fans, if you have Sega fans as friends, tell them to vote for Song, Request, and Remix of the Year on Radio Sega's Fan Choice Awards. Don't forget to get some Radio Sega t-shirts and hoodies as well. radiose.ga/apparel. All the links. And I think that's it for now. I'll stop babbling and play the final song of the week. And yeah. Oh, I got the doodle now. Yeah, Life of Brian. Always look on the bright side of life. Ah, yeah. I'm embarrassed at myself now. Yeah. It's still dark though. Yeah. Anyway, as I was saying, the final track for tonight's show. It was also the final track for Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016. And an awesome pick. So by Eishi Takahashi, this is Young Force. All rise. I've been KC. This has been the Manic Monday Show. I'll be back next week with more. Bye bye.
What? らが近い世界の創造命に変えるセガセガセガ若い力
Enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.